levels of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Good evening, I'm David Ortiz. It's Wednesday, December the 26th of 2012. Thank you for joining us. Well, in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre and all the Second Amendment debates that have been taking place, Alex has produced special video alerts in which he offers his take on what's going on and the demonization of the Second Amendment. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to show you, we've put together many videos that Alex, a compilation of video alerts that Alex has produced, and we're going to show you those videos in just a moment, as well as two hard-hitting interviews that Alex has recently conducted with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America and Stuart Rhodes. We're also going to show you an interview that Jakari Jackson recently conducted with David Thweet, who is the superintendent of the Harold Independent School District, a school district in northern Texas that allows teachers to conceal carry. So hold on tight. It's going to be a powerful Second Amendment edition of the InfoWars nightly newscast. But before we go to those hard-hitting special reports, we want to remind you that if you like what we do, if you want to continue helping to support our operation, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now we have a special operation called Operation Wake the Sleeping Giant. And that's where you can get one subscription and share it with up to 10 people. So it would be free for many people. You can give them your username, your password, and they'll be able to see the show for free. Or you could just split the tab with many people, and the subscription would be virtually free. So, again, it's Operation Waking Up the Sleeping Giant, and that's really going to help get the word out. So we now go to our hard-hitting Second Amendment coverage, because remember, if you don't have the Second Amendment, you won't have all the other amendments either.
I told you it was coming. The state-run media in the last 3 weeks has declared war on the Second Amendment. They know that areas where they've restricted the guns, like Chicago and New York, have the highest crime rates. They know that police with guns go and respond to the bad guys. They know that guns are used 80-plus times on average more often to stop crime than they're used in crime. They know mass shootings are flat over the last 20 years, but they don't care. America is being collectivized. It's being taken over by globalist corporate interests who've declared their new world order. And now Barack Obama is using the tragic Connecticut shooting with at least 20 dead children with a masked man and the classic MO we've seen before to come out and say, for these children, we've got to do something. And CNN and MSNBC and Salon and all the government-funded state-run media that Ron Paul has exposed is coming out and saying, ban guns. Take them all. Now is the time. We have the articles posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But when I saw this, I had to say something. We're going to go to this video in a moment. Barack Obama did this fake crying bit where he would take a tear out of his eye We've blown the video up. There are no tears. This is a guy who got the Peace Prize and is bombing eight countries where they say it's okay to kill 200 innocent people at a wedding to get one bad guy, and they're violating international law to do it with Predator and Reaper and Global Hawk drones. This is the guy who shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico with his attorney general to blame the Second Amendment that killed thousands of people on their side and hundreds on ours. It's pure bull. Our so-called government's been caught doing lethal experiments on little children over the last 80 years. These people are cold-blooded globalists. Remember Obama saying, I won't sign the NDAA, so don't worry, let it pass. Turned out his lawyers wrote it. Then he said, don't worry, I won't sign it. Then signed it on December 31st, 2011. He said he would legalize marijuana. They tripled the raids in California. Okay, it's all about how he's hip and cool. All you liberal idiots out there, you're not liberals, you're authoritarians. I don't support Mitt Romney and the Republicans. They're controlled by the same interest. But you people are fools. Hitler was for gun control. The first gun control laws in this country were by the Ku Klux Klan. But that didn't stop the Fox Sports reporter saying the new Klan is the NRA. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this video. He does it three times on it. This is where, just about an hour ago, he starts fake crying talking about children. This is pure exploitation by the corrupt ruling class that wants to disarm us. It is elementary, and he said he may use executive orders to ban guns if Congress won't do it. And that will cause a civil war, folks. I have been dreading this. The latest issue of our magazine is on this subject. I knew it was coming. Just watch this exploitation and how disgustingly fake this is. This is unbelievable.
Graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today for the parents and grandparents, sisters and brothers of these little children, and for the families of the adults who were lost.
Our hearts are broken
for the parents of the survivors as well.
Oh, he's so sad.
For as blessed as they are to have their children home tonight, they know that their children's innocence has been torn away from them too early.
Yeah. I mean, this is pure garbage, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he's a worse actor than Glenn Beck with Glenn Beck's fake crying. Okay? I mean, this is disgusting. And it's sick how everything is about the packaging in this country. This guy is a bigger warmonger than George W. Bush because they gave him a peace prize. It's okay. He lies incessantly. There's never been a bigger liar. He makes Bill Clinton look honest. And the thing is, he's selling us out to the globalists, and they're now coming after our guns. They're saying they want to physically ban all semi-autos. He said that in the debate. That's what all these groups are calling for. There's total election fraud going in nationwide. Obama really wasn't elected. I interviewed Bev Harris, top election fraud expert. She said she's never seen so much fraud. And again, it's not that Romney was good either. It's that the fix is in, and the globalists are bringing this country down. Bloomberg reported yesterday that they're doubling healthcare premiums in this country. Yeah, because the insurance companies wrote the healthcare laws. They wrote the healthcare laws. Think about this. They wrote it to make you buy their product. So now, of course, it doubled in price. And now they're going to bankrupt the system completely. It's a collectivist takeover of America. And now we've got an Oprah Winfrey president. I'm so sad about kids when I'm not launching Predator drones or carrying out Fast and Furious. Did you know Obama took the federal government blocking off of abortions for Africa when they basically force African women to have abortions? Look that up. But people say, hey, I don't care. You know what? It's okay. Because he's trendy, he's liberal, because he's got a little bit of pigment in his skin. It is so sick. Folks, they're coming for your guns. America is being imploded. They've set up Homeland Security with 1.6 billion bullets. They want to start this civil war. People are not turning their guns in, you globalist front men. The megabanks openly brag that they've bankrupted America and brag in our article that we have dozens of links to where they say that they've taken over this country. World governments being announced, and they're coming after our guns, and notice these shootings are happening so opportune. Look at this. I have this giant stack of articles. We're going to do a second video with mainstream news over the years admitting Sirhan, and other events were mind control operations. I don't know if this one is, but I sure know they're not letting a good crisis go to waste, and they're exploiting this in a state that has some of the most draconian gun control laws in the country. And I'm sick of it. All right, folks, that's it. Ring the alarm bells everywhere. They're coming after our guns. They want to ban them. They want to fully make us their slaves. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Now get this video of the fake crying out to everyone you know. Throughout history, every authoritarian system has sought to disarm its serfs. And the same thing is happening here in the United States. There are only a couple countries where people can own guns. And in every case, governments have used school shootings in England, in Australia, in New Zealand to restrict and then finally ban guns. And Obama and his controllers have said in the last few months he may use an executive order to physically ban all semi-autos. And the ATF is attempting to ban most shotguns right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is outside of congressional law. They're trying to do this. And within minutes of the shooting beginning in Connecticut this morning, when they didn't even know if anybody was dead, they were on the news. The state-run media saying, time to get rid of the Second Amendment. You see, they're desperate. Courts have been ruling there is a Second Amendment. People have been buying guns by the millions a month. All these women's magazines, liberal magazines, show women buying guns and getting into protecting themselves. The state doesn't want you to protect yourself. They want you scared. The state wants a monopoly of force. The United Nations is calling for banning guns worldwide, and they're about to have a treaty come up in March. So Obama is moving forward with this, and they're using every tragedy to go after our Second Amendment. Mexico has a total gun ban for the citizens. And the last 3 years, more than 55,000 people have been killed by guns because only the drug cartels and the criminal government has the guns. The highest crime rates in this country are in Chicago and New York with total gun bans. Connecticut is the fourth highest gun control state in the union. Very hard to get a gun. You're never going to stop psychopaths from going and doing bad things. You notice that it was the police that came with guns to stop the guy. I thought guns were causing the crimes, like fat people are becoming obese because of spoons, not because of their bad behavior. Are we going to ban dogs because Michael Vick used pit bulls? Are we going to punish all dog owners? No, you punish people when they do wrong things. And we do have a lot of degenerate psychopaths in this country, and that's why we have a Second Amendment. Bob Costas came out and said men 20 to 30 shouldn't be able to own guns, saying all men are criminal and bad. What an incredible statement of discrimination against men by another man. The establishment is a crime syndicate, and they want you disarmed. Just like bank robbers, when they come in a bank, say, hands up to the guard, give me your gun. Or when people come in your house to rob you, they tie you up and say, where are the guns? It's simple. We have a predatory, out-of-control group. Now, I played this clip earlier, but I want to play more of the clip of Obama in the worst acting job I've ever seen. The guy that shipped the guns into Mexico to kill thousands, including children, with Fast and Furious. The guy predator droning sometimes 200 innocent people to get one, quote, terrorist, they claim. The guy launching wars everywhere, and NDAA, and extending Patriot Acts, and internment camps, and the new army manuals. I mean, a total globalist, fake crying over children, doing his Oprah Winfrey bit. They are coming for the guns, and they're saying you're a member of the Klan, like the Fox Sports writer, if you don't turn your guns in. Folks, it was the Klan that got the first gun laws passed. They are making it the new civil right to turn your gun in. So being a slave is your new right. Here is part of the disgusting fake pausing and the fake crying, and no one is calling this guy on it. He's really crying because his foreign banker masters haven't been able to disarm the American people, and these control freaks hate it. Here it is. Here is Obama's clip.
Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
Totally fake. Look at this fake pause. Learn that from Oprah? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Oh, look at this. Talk about fake, and it just goes on and on. This is the guy that got the funding reinstated for basically forced abortions in Africa. He's probably, if he really was able to summon tears, too bad we can't get all the babies killed before they're out of the womb. I mean, this is incredible, and the fake crying goes on and on. Let's go over some of the news articles now that are at Infowars.com, because these are so incredibly important. And do what you'll do is you'll edit this, okay?
Okay.
Look at this at Infowars.com. Gun grabbers call for murder of NRA president supporters in wake of mass shooting. All over the place. They already said, the Fox Sports guy said, you know, they're all the Klan. Obama wipes away fake tears. Nemo's written about it. We posted the video there. 2012, Doomsday Secrets Revealed, special report breaking down how that's a hoax. Celebrities demand outrageous gun control laws following Connecticut shooting, even though they all have armed guards and bodyguards. I've been out to Hollywood a lot, folks. Some of the biggest stars' houses, believe me, they're armed. Michael Moore calls for strict gun control after school massacre. This is the incredible exploitation of these tragedies, not letting a good crisis go to waste. Let me show you some more of these articles right here. Go look at these. Notice, that's men with guns coming to stop the guy that had the gun. And hours later, hundreds of SWAT teams grandstanding showing up. They're reporting multiple shooters there, just like the police said Sirhan didn't ever hit RFK and it was CIA shot him in the back. Look, that's even Communist News Network telling you that. Look at this. Knife-wielding man injures 22 children in China. And it said part of an epidemic of children being attacked at school by men with knives. They've banned guns there, but in Japan and China, massive deaths. I've seen cases of more than 15 kids killed in these schools by men with knives. Going to ban knives? Actually, they're talking about it in England. Look at this. MSNBC's Alex Wagner, get rid of the Second Amendment. And she even goes ahead and says, we've now got the political capital. Let's ban the Second Amendment. It goes on and on. Salon coming out and saying, it's time to take the guns. And, oh, just like we told you, inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapists. Turned out he was in a government mind control program. You can't make this stuff up. Murder under hypnosis. The James Holmes story takes a familiar turn. Turns out Discovery Channel and History Channel are doing special reports on mind control. And now the CIA says they're training their people to have other personalities to where they don't know the passcode. They have to be given a code word to then release the passcode. That's mind control. They create an personality. Look at this. This is a real science. They've been caught doing it over and over again. That's why we bring this up. James Holmes behaving like Sirhan. Dark Knight shooting to be exploited for political grist. Discovery Channel documentary proves mind control assassin conspiracy. There was new articles out this week about the Pentagon and all of this. Attorneys for RFK convinced killer Sirhan pushed second gunman argument. Again, they're saying that's what's happening. Attorneys for RFK convicted killer Sirhan push second gunman argument. All of this. Look at this. CIA torturing and sodomizing innocent citizens. Black sites, torture sites, torturing children at these sites. The medical experiments on children that have been done, killing thousands of them. Of course the government would stage a shooting like this. I don't know if they staged this one, but the same familiar telltale signs are now coming out. And I want to take you in here real quick. Let's go in here. I forgot to show you this. We told you right here in the issue of the magazine, the December issue, this man wants your guns, and they are coming after your guns. We told you this was happening. We told you they've blown the bugle. They're coming. He says he'll use executive orders to take it, to make us like Mexico, a narco-terrorist state run by the mafia government with the citizens disarmed. 1776 started when the Redcoats came to take our guns. Texas independence in 1836 came when Santa Anna came to take our guns. It isn't happening, you offshore New World Order bankers. You know the guns culture starting to kick your butt, so you're panicking. Well, let me tell you something. You're not going to win, and you're not going to succeed. Everybody, this is an illegitimate criminal government that probably staged this event, but undoubtedly they're going to exploit it. So get out there and warn everyone you know. We need guns to protect ourselves from criminals, crazy people, and this corrupt foreign occupational government. I'm Alex Jones reporting for Infowars.com, and if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. They've taken the guns from everybody else worldwide. Now the globalists are trying to conquer us. I don't want to call liberals liberal anymore. We know about the establishment warmongering Republicans and their illegal spying and the Patriot Act and all the rest of it. But when you look at the Democrats, Obama is bombing 8 countries. He passed the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans. But he's a Peace Prize winner, so it's okay. And he said, you know, back during the campaign, hey, I don't want to come after your guns. And the Democrats were like, oh, no, we never want to do that. And now they're exploiting every tragedy as a pretext to disarm 310 million Americans. Statistically, mass shootings aren't even up, but they don't care. They get up there and fake cry and everything else. And it is so incredibly cynical. Let me ask you, moron, and I mean moron, Obama supporter something. You're like, hey, you're just mad your guy lost. No, that's not what this is about. I wasn't supporting Romney, you idiots. There's more choices than Obama and Romney, both run by the same megabanks that want us disarmed so they can rob the daylights out of this country. Do you know that almost every other nation in the world has been disarmed and enslaved? Do you understand authoritarians always try to take the guns? Do you know about the UN treaty coming up in 2 months to openly restrict our Second Amendment? Do you understand what's happening? Remember, they'd say, these crazy gun owners are all out buying guns, 2, 3, 4 million a month, saying they think Obama's going to come after their guns. Why, they're conspiracy theorists. We don't want your guns. Don't go buy those. And now they're all over MSNBC, CNN, Salon, Newsweek saying, get rid of the Second Amendment. Search that term, get rid of the Second Amendment. It's all over the news within minutes of the shootings. These are disingenuous authoritarians. Stop calling yourselves liberals. You're disgusting, race-pimping social engineers that want to domesticate the American people. You're disgusting state-run media, and the reason you're panicking and wanting our guns is your ratings are plunging down to almost zero. These shows have almost no viewers. You're an echo chamber, and you know the sleeping giant is awakening. You've even said that you've lost the gun control debate. Liberals that I know are all out buying guns. Women are. Learning how to defend themselves. Learning about real empowerment. Listen to me, you little turds. You little bastards. You're not getting our guns and you're not destroying this country like you did the Soviet Union when you took over and murdered all those people. Just like Harry Belafonte said, put us in re-education camps. I've had the communists tell me that's your plan. You're going to fail and you're not going to get our guns, you pieces of trash. You probably staged the damn murder. You probably staged the mass shooting. You staged Fast and Furious. You're the number one suspect. Pieces of trash. You want American filth? Go to North Korea and go to hell. I hate you, you scumbag authoritarian murderers running your drone attacks worldwide, jacking our vaccines with cancer viruses. I see you and I know what you are, you murdering authoritarian trash. You'll never get our guns, and you know the Republic's rising and the red blood of the American people across the board is awakening.
And now, a special Christmas message from the Federal Reserve. This Christmas, the Federal Reserve would like to wish all of our slaves a very merry quantitative easing 4. Our current chair, Ben Bernanke, has perfected the art of giving money to foreign banks for many years, as seen in this rare home movie. Ben is currently giving these banks $85 billion per month. Excellent work, Ben. Once again, this is the Federal Reserve wishing you and yours a very merry quantitative easing 4, and we hope to destroy your economy in the new year.
Recently, the Harvard School of Health looked at more than a dozen scientific studies concerning fluoride and confirmed what countless other scientists have been documenting for decades. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. You see, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries would have to pay to store all the toxic waste they produce. But instead, they get our counties and cities to pay to put the poison in our water. It's not just fluoride we're getting, but lead, mercury, arsenic. The list goes on. And a lot of this toxic waste comes from China. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. This is a very desperate time for our republic, the most desperate it's ever been since our founding. Larry Pratt joins us. He was viciously attacked and called all sorts of names last night in absolute demonization by a foreigner whose ancestors undoubtedly fought against this country, trying to take our guns in 1776, and told he was all manner of bad things. And then Piers Morgan put out a bunch of propaganda saying that, you know, crime rates went down when they took guns in England. I have the statistics here while Larry Pratt talks. I'm going to be showing you some of these headlines. But Larry, thank you on short notice for coming on again today. I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to what Piers Morgan said uninterrupted here on air for a few minutes because he was talking over you the entire time.
Alex, it was an extraordinary experience. And here, silly me, I thought that the Brits were such a staid group of people. But you saw it, I guess. The guy melted down. He absolutely couldn't get his head around the fact that people should be able to defend themselves and not wait for 20 minutes after they've been murdered for the police to arrive. That was just not something that fit inside his head. And so he resorted to ad hominem. And I thought at the time, this is great. This guy is exposing himself to the world that he's a loser, that that's the best he can do, that that's his idea of an argument. He's lost all of the rational discussion, can't compete in that arena. So he resorts to name calling. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is what I would. This, it doesn't get any better than this.
Man, you are right. And again, I've never seen such demonization of gun owners like he was doing to you. It's just amazing. What do you make of Obama's announcement and Reuters saying that he's going to use executive orders and ATF rules? That's what you said yesterday was the route you thought they'd take.
It is the pattern that the president has shown That's the way he is conducting himself. In his view, evidently, the fact that he barely got 50%+ of the vote means he can do anything he wants, that he's not the president in a constitutional republic where the president can do certain things, and most things the president cannot do. According to the president's view now, Barack Obama thinks he can do just about any bloody thing he can get away with. And that's a gross misunderstanding of the office of president, but it's apparently not the misunderstanding that a communist has, and that's really the way the president thinks. He was educated that way. He is a full-bore Marxist, and this guy is after and grabbing a hold of every bit of power and centralizing it in his hands. And as he said, even before the election, we should have been listening. If the Congress won't go along with me, then I'm just going to have to take action myself. Well, hello, Mr. Dictator. I guess you will.
What about the point that Mexico has a total gun ban for citizens and has had 50,000 plus dead the last few years? What about the fact that, I mean, England's crime rate doubled after they took guns? I just showed their own numbers. They're the most dangerous country in Europe. Who's the safest? Switzerland, with more guns per capita than we've got.
Does not compute. That just doesn't fit inside the cranium of the normal liberal thinker. I was just being interviewed, as you called in, by PBS, and it does not fit. They cannot accept the idea that when you take guns away from decent people, from the average citizen, that things are, they can't buy into the idea that things will get worse, because their assumption is that you and I can't be trusted. You and I are too juvenile. You and I are too impetuous. Well, perhaps what they're doing is projecting from themselves onto us. And I think a lot of the debate is to point out to them, hey guys, we ain't like you. We really are different. We can control ourselves. We can control our tempers. We can walk around with guns and we never shoot anybody. Our guns are safer than Ted Kennedy's car. Our guns kill fewer people than Ted Kennedy's car. And they don't like to hear that, of course.
Larry Pratt, I know you've got to go, and I appreciate the short notice. I know you're working 18 hours a day right now to defend the Republic. Gunowners.org. Everybody should go immediately. Join, at least sign up for the free email alerts and get active. I want to, though, give you a chance to respond back here to Piers Morgan, anything you'd like to say to him, because as you've been talking, I've showed England's crime rate highest in Europe 15 years after they banned guns from one of the safest countries in Europe. I've shown Mexico after the gun ban, most dangerous country in this hemisphere, and I'm showing FBI.gov statistics. As gun ownership goes up the last 20 years, but especially the last five, crime rates plunging more than 20% just the last 4 or 5 years. So here's the facts for Piers Morgan on screen for people. So what can we do rallying right now, sir? We're showing Piers Morgan, FBI.gov, crime rate, violent crime rates plunging. I've got hundreds of pages of this. So there's your proof. You're the liar or you're ignorant. Nothing against Brits. Go back to your own country where they're, you know, may have hacking charges, you know, on him. Well, I guess he can't go back. They may arrest him. But what do you want to say to Piers Morgan in closing? And then what can we do to save the Republic? Is this not the ultimate assault we're about to see start?
It looks like we are at least where we were after Columbine. We managed to get through that, but it was because the American people communicated with their politicians and said, don't buy into the media lie. If you vote to take my guns away, if you vote to restrict my ability to get and to carry guns, I'm coming for you in the next election. They've got to understand that this is a career-changing moment. They're either going to be on the side of the Republic or against it. If they want to be with Piers Morgan, that's fine. But just remember, there will be consequences.
Well, that's the big problem. I've talked to top election fraud experts like Bev Harris, who's nonpartisan. She said she's never seen this much fraud, and most of the fraud was against Romney. Not that he was even good. The fix was in there, too. They stole the election. That's what I'm worried about, Larry. There's so much election fraud now. They're about to legalize the 30 million illegals. But they know this is their last shot because America is starting to wake up. I'm not just saying that, but that's why we're in so much danger, folks, is because we can beat the collectivists, and so now they are like cornered zombies.
That's right. They had to steal the last election or they could not have won, and it's up to us to become part of the election machinery, to become part of those officials that are sitting there. It's a long day. It's like 5 in the morning until 7, 8 at night, maybe 9 or 10 at night. It's a killer day, but it's either that or the Republic. Take your choice.
Well, I'm going to say this right now to everybody out there. So many people I know, including combat veterans, say when they come for the guns, I'm going to go Rambo. Folks, let's go Rambo in the info war, going in the police stations with literature, waking them up, going to your city councils, going to your state houses, going to your media, calling into talk radio, calling the White House, calling the NRA and saying you better not waffle because, you know, they're going to give a press conference, Larry. And Reuters is saying he may go dictator. They're calling for him to use, quote, executive power. And they're bragging that all these Republicans are about to line up. I've talked to some people on the Hill. I know you've talked to more. The word is a bunch of Republicans are gonna go with this because of campaign donations. Can we hold the line, or will these traitors sell us out, Larry? Is this it?
Well, that's the issue. You put your finger on it, and it's up to us to make our voices heard. If they realize that they may be hearing something on CNN and Piers Morgan, but if they hear something many times more coming from their grassroots, they're going to realize that the media is talking to itself. And they better not go with the media, because the media is not going to protect them when we come to vote.
That's right. God bless you. Gunowners.org. Folks, they don't pay me to say this, though I'd love to get them as a sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, you are insane if you don't go sign up for a membership or a lifetime membership, or if you don't go at least sign up for the free email alerts, and they will give you up to the minute. If the NRA was half as good as GLA, we would not be in the situation. The NRA supported the 68 Gun Control Act. In closing, how do people go and sign up to be members, or how do they just flat out donate, Larry?
Well, you've told them that gunowners.org is the easiest way. If they can't get on the web, it's 888-888-6GUNS, 888-886-GUNS, but gunowners.org is certainly the easiest.
Now, listen, you're kind of the opposite of me, in not in politics, but when it comes to your demeanor, but I mean, I wear my emotions, but also my brain, what I've thought about on my sleeve. I think about things coldly, but then I get on air and you know, get hyped up, because that's just how I am, because this politics is war.
That's why we love you, Alex.
But Larry, you're somebody, I know you got to go, that always kind of downplays things just because you're the calm, cool, collected guy. How bad is it? I mean, I'm here saying I've never seen anything like this. My gut tells me, but also politically. Red alert. I mean, is this DEFCON 1? I mean, is this like red alert, sir?
Yes, sir. It is as bad as it was after Columbine. We were looking at a situation where gun control legislation looked to be inevitable. Well, it wasn't. And it wasn't because we stood up and we told the politicians, go back in your hole. Don't even think about it, or else you're not going to be around after the next election. That's what we need to tell them.
Absolutely. The only problem is we now, Clinton was leaving office. We now have Obama not facing re-election for horrible, cold years. And he's talking about executive action, and the media is telling him, go ahead and do it. We'll give you cover. I think this is worse. I think this is the worst we've ever faced.
It could be. Certainly, we've got a guy that doesn't seem to have any scruple about doing anything, no matter how illegal. And so it's up to us to put the heat primarily on the Republicans in the House and to tell them, cut off the money. Because if there's no money for these rascals, no money for these dictators, they don't volunteer. They'll go away.
And undoubtedly, sir, is it not dictatorship when the media says become a dictator?
When the media is applauding, it makes it very likely that they're going to think, this is my moment. Well, it may be their moment to be defeated if we keep our wits about us and we to give us, that somehow this is something that we can't stop. I heard that message before, over 10 years ago, after Columbine.
That's right.
And it wasn't inevitable.
Gunowners.org. I know you've got to go. Thank you for the time. God bless you, Larry Pratt.
You too, Alex. Thank you.
That's the chairman. Thank you. That's the chairman of Gun Owners. And folks, my crew are really great people. Larry was behind in his PBS interview, and I was getting really mad because they weren't getting him on. I'm usually nice to the crew. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to be with my wife and kids, too, because, you know, my son was up here yesterday, and, you know, he'd come over and pat me on the shoulder, and I'd be like, hold on. And I've never been like that in my life, and it's because I am in total war mode. Okay, so we've all got to be nice to each other. And we've all got to be nice to our husbands and wives and our crew members and all of us. I know, as patriots and people that are informed, we know evil when we see it. But while Piers Morgan is calling Larry Pratt a liar on Communist News Network last night, while this foreigner, nothing against foreigners, but I mean, don't come to my country and tell me give up my rights, especially when I had a war with your king over this 200 and something years ago, punk. Kind of a touchy subject, redcoat. Why don't you get out of my country? You and Fareed Zakaria, get out. Get out, you Bilderberg trash! Excuse me. Get out of my country, scum! While he's talking, I'm going to be showing statistics where their crime rate exploded in England, highest in Europe after they took the guns, and how our crime rate is dropping. Guns are saving this country, and they are taking each little crime and making it huge on the news to give you the perception. Just like Jaws made people think there were great whites eating everybody. 5 great white deaths a year. Not real, folks. This isn't real. Let's start playing this piece of trash. Here it is.
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves. The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders.
You're
the solution is for people
utter,
to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime
nonsense.
And not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's
dead. Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie. The gun murder rate in countries like Britain or Germany or Australia, who've all suffered massacres many years ago of similar nature, have they are 35 people killed a year. Your country
Your murder rate is lower than ours. That is true.
Lower?
Your
it's
violent
35
crime,
against 12,000.
Your violent
in
crime rate,
they had a
your
massacre,
violent crime rate is higher than
weapons.
Ours, as is the violent crime rate in Australia. America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools, where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element. And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America? You don't actually care. All you
it
care
seems
about
to me that
is
facts
the right
don't
for
bother
any
you,
American
do they, Mr. Morgan?
To, you would like
facts,
to see... But
facts don't seem
this.
To... They bounce right off of
no,
your
no, let's
head.
Let's deal with
you're,
some facts.
You're speaking oblivious...
Can you answer my question?
Saved your lives. I'm answering your question. I wish you could understand it. Because you're
would
talking
you like
against
see,
self-defense.
Would you like to see,
you're
would you
talking
like to see,
against people being
would you
able
like
to protect
to see teachers armed
and you don't want to hear it.
That's enough. Hit pause.
No, I don't mind hearing it. I think it's
Stuart Rhodes is the founder and president of Oath Keepers, wanting to tell folks about Operation Sleeping Giant. He's got his operation. We've got ours. Stuart graduated summa cum laude from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He worked as a professional sculptor and as a Nevada State Certified Concealed Carry instructor. After college, he worked for Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, and his D.C. staff. In 2004, where his paper, Solving the Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale History Department, was a Yale research scholar, top of his class there, folks, and is now writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. While practicing law in Montana, he's also served as a volunteer firefighter, and he helped us win a case against Pittsburgh for arresting one of my reporters. So he's a good lawyer at the same time, a constitutional lawyer. Oathkeepers.org, and he also was retired from the Army in a nighttime parachuting accident in rough terrain, which he luckily survived. Gunowners.org was on last hour saying we're going into dictatorship, basically agreeing. Stuart Rhodes, I think our only problem is underestimating how evil the enemy is, not just intellectually, at my gut level. I have never been hammered like this with total prepare for, you know, war. I mean, my body is just 100% on right now because, you know, your subconscious is more powerful. It's able to scan all the data, and it's telling me danger, Will Robinson. Stuart Rhodes.
No, you're correct. I mean, they're going for the throat. They're taking advantage of this mass murder of these little kids as their watershed event. This is like the 9/11 for the right to bear arms. And just like the neoconservatives went for the throat for the rest of the Bill of Rights, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments in particular, the anti-gunners are going after the Second Amendment with a vengeance. And as you said earlier, it's not just Democrats. You've got, is it Peter King from New York? You've got these horrendous, you know, so-called Republicans.
Rubio.
Yes, exactly. They're all, you know, and they're buying the same line of nonsense that the Democrats are selling, is that, well, assault weapons is not really protected. They're not protected under the Second Amendment. That we're not going to try to disarm you. We're just taking away your assault weapons. Well, that is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment, is your military pattern.
Explain that history to people. You've taught history. Break it down. Well,
you are the militia. As you said earlier, the American people were meant to be the military force of the nation. A really good quote was from Founding Father Trench Cox, who said, "The power of the sword," and this is, he was speaking in favor of the new Constitution back in 1788, "that the power of the sword," says the minority, "is in the hands of Congress. But my friends and countrymen, it is not so, for the powers of the sword are in the hands of the yeomanry of America from 16 to 60. The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms, when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of Americans. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will always remain in the hands of the people." So anybody who tells you that it's okay and constitutional to take away your M1A, your M1 Garand, your FAL, your HK-91, your
M4,
is a liar. They are lying to you. Either they're a useful idiot or a willful traitor who are lying to you, trying to deceive you to think that it's about duck hunting, that it's about even personal defense. It's not even about personal defense. It's about the military capacity of the American people to overthrow a tyrant. That's what it's about. And to also be the personal security of yourself, your community, and your state, so you don't need a large standing army. That's the point.
I want to show people the crime statistics and read them for radio listeners when we come back, but we're also going to talk about something you posted at oathkeepers.org, my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us by any assault weapons ban. Stuart, you're really putting out a Declaration of Independence, not just one of secession by the states to reconstitute the republic. You're going with a full Declaration of Independence here.
Well, yeah, and what's happening now is you're finding out who the actual, you know, who the mealy-mouthed fake conservatives and fake constitutionalists really are. All these big outlets that are taking guns off the shelf. All these conservatives, so-called conservatives, who are now willing to put guns on the table and talk about a assault weapons ban. These are people who never understood the right to bear arms, never understood the Constitution, never understood liberty in the first place. And so this is going to be a dividing issue among the political right in this country, the so-called political right. And so fine, we'll find out who is resolute and who is not. And anybody who will kowtow to the disarmament fanatics is somebody who you should not support. Whether they're in politics, whether they're in business, their name should be mud to you.
Talk about your pledge. I agree. We'll talk about a strategy to defeat these enemies, and they are authoritarian enemies, folks. But what is your pledge?
Well, my pledge, this is my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us. I say, look, here's the situation. My conscience and the urgency of our current situation compel me to speak out. I, Stuart Rhodes, as an American, as a military veteran, and as a father, pledge the following. I pledge to never disarm, and in particular, to never surrender my military pattern, semi-automatic rifles, and the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition that go with them, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. I also pledge to pass on those military pattern rifles to my children and my children's children, as well as the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition they need to make them run, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. And then I quote Founding Father Trench Cox about the power of the sword being in the hands of the people. Every terrible implement of the soldier is their birthright. And I say that that power of the sword and those terrible implements of the soldier include their battle rifles, their battle carbines, their M1As, their FNLARs, 1891s, their Garands, AKs, ARs, all the weapons listed as being targeted for Feinstein's so-called assault weapons ban. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people.
And remember, they would never say they wanted them, even though they're on record saying they were going to ban them. When we would try to build support, they would go, we'll never take them. That's a conspiracy theory. They use military terminology of we're not assaulting you or like attacking during the Tet holiday. I mean, everything they do is military. These are not just dumb liberals. Stuart, why do they want our guns?
Well, they want us to be defenseless, and their eventual goal is complete disarmament. They will tell you, well, sure, we're not going to disarm you because we're going to take any assault weapons. And the next thing will be, it'll be the scoped bolt action, which they'll call sniper rifles. And the next thing will be, well, those dangerous handguns. You don't need a handgun like that to go duck hunting. And you'll be reduced down to a single shot shotgun or a 22, like in England. And then they'll say, well, we're not disarming you. We're just asking you to keep them down, locked up at the local gun range. You can go ahead and go down there and target practice once in a while or check one out to go duck hunting. Then you got to return it back to the locked safe at the gun range.
You notice Obama's like, we want to ban the assault weapons, but also handguns, because they do, and that's true, that's actually most of the crime. So see, the assault rifles aren't even used in hardly, I have the FBI statistics here, we're going to go over some of those. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you go to drudgereport.com, the irony is not lost on Drudge. British host slams Americans for guns, says we should turn them all in. And it shows a Continental Army person, basically fighting back against the British redcoat. And again, nothing against the British people. I mean, a lot of my ancestors come from there. Paul Watson's a great patriot. Most of the British Parliament was against the war. It's not an anti, you know, British thing. It's just that this guy's a slimy globalist here in our country telling us that we should turn our guns in. And it's truly disgusting. So that's up at drudgereport.com. We're also making some of our own graphics showing him, you know, basically dressed up like the King of England next to Obama and others. We're going to be putting up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is so important right now, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that this is make it or break it time. You either get really aggressive politically or you lose everything. Because, again, if they just took the guns, yeah, crime rates explode. I'm not going to follow it anyways. I live in Texas. I'm going to defend myself. See, because it's not that I'm living in fear. It feels really good knowing I've got guns in my house and knowing the crime rate is incredibly low where I live, some of the lowest in the country where I live, because of the fact that criminals don't break in your house. And we have the FBI statistics we're going to show on that. But Piers Morgan, and I want to get Stuart's take on that, plays on the general public's ignorance because there is a perception that crime has gone up. There's one type of crime that has gone way up, petty crime, where they know that the general public doesn't have guns. Your car parked with your purse in the front seat of your stereo, when they see there's nobody there, you leave your garage open, your purse while you're at a restaurant, you go to the bathroom, that stuff's off the chart. Because criminals now are scared. But all other violent crime, home invasions, I've got the statistics here, they are plunging. Now, Stuart, I notice you also pledged to give aid to your friends and neighbors, that you pledge to defend the Republic. Talk more about what you pledge. I'm trying to find it. I just had it here, but we'll put it up on screen. Because I want to pledge with you. I want to say here on air, I think I'm going to make a video about this, that I pledge to never turn in my lawful and legal firearms, that this is all a hoax, and I pledge to expose the illegitimate occupational government we have that openly is becoming a dictatorship. And I pledge my name, my treasure, my honor, my family, to it. You know, I've pledged to call for secession to reconstitute the republic, and that got a lot of national attention because I knew this was coming. But I agree, it's time for police, military. You already saw that state judge, which is like the mayor out in Midland, come out and say that, the county judge, that we know they're coming for the guns, that we ought to find that clip. I mean, people know what's coming, and now it's here. And like you said, they want to just try to slip it in, Stuart, where, oh, it's not an attack. We're just going to take your guns. Oh, look, the Republicans agree. All right. You know, the stores quit selling them. The shows aren't on now. The culture's dirty and bad. They actually said that. Fox has announced they're not going to show Christmas shows that show children in school, just showing children in school. I'm not kidding, folks. That's mainstream news. That's improper now. In fact, I'm going to go out to my truck during the next break and pull that article and actually show people. You can't even show children in school they're pulling shows, because just children in school is too frightening for us. It's this ninnying thing of mind control while the people running this are arming terrorists, murdering people all over the world, spying on us, running the drugs into the country. They're trying to just absolutely put us under mind control. So, Stuart, finish up your pledge, and then let's get into Piers Morgan and then some phone calls.
Read the whole thing or just the highlights?
I mean, just the end part. Read whatever you want. Go ahead. I mean, you got about halfway through it.
Yeah, the whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people, to preserve the ability of the people who are the militia to provide for their own security as individuals, as neighborhoods, towns, counties, and states during any emergency, man-made or natural, to preserve the military capacity of the American people to resist tyranny and violations of their rights by oath breakers within government, and preserve the military capacity of the people to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, including those oath-breaking domestic enemies within government. It's not about hunting, and at its core, the Second Amendment is also not really even about self-defense against private criminals. It's about self-defense against public criminals, against tyrants, usurpers, and foreign invaders. Above all other firearms currently available to the American citizen, modern military pattern semi-automatic rifles provide that military capacity. Protecting and keeping and bearing of such arms of military utility is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment. Thus, any attempt to ban their possession, sale, purchase, or transfer is an attempt to disarm the American people. And that's the biggest point I want to make, is that this is disarmament. You don't wait for them to get to your bolt action or your .22 or your handgun. You stop them when they're trying to take away your battle rifle, because it's the most effective weapon you own right now. And they've been able to freeze our technological capacity for self-defense at like 1934 levels while they continue to progress with predator drones and everything else. So one thing we should not do is give up the last, mediocre and limited capacity we still have. Our military capacity is supposed to be a lot stronger than this, but we the people have allowed it to atrophy and allowed to wither away. So we cannot back up any further. We must be willing to resolutely stand and say we will not comply. We will nullify as individuals, as communities, as states. We will refuse to obey, and we will resist, including mutual defense.
Let me just read from The Hill. House Dem, turn in your guns. This is the woman that put TSA on the buses and highways in Houston, sticking hands down pants and searching bags without warrants until the city council stopped her because our listeners went and protested it. This is a pig of a tyrant. Representative Sheila Pig Jackson Lee on Wednesday afternoon, the tyrant, urged people to turn in their guns. Let me just read it without saying that. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, what a shame. On Wednesday afternoon, urged people to turn in their guns, arguing it would be an appropriate response to last week's mass shooting in Newtown. Yeah, so the psychopaths can kill us. This is a quote. I would personally just say to those who are listening, maybe you want to turn in your guns. Jackson Lee said on the House floor, oh no, I'm not going to take your guns. See that psyop? But look at what Dick's Sporting Goods did. They wanted to be part of the solution and part of America. Oh, see, if you're part of America, you turn your guns in. Dick's Sporting Goods announced this week that it would stop selling and displaying. And a lot of stores are just pulling guns entirely. Walmart says they may just pull everything. They pulled rifles. Semi-autos. This is unbelievable. That's The Hill. I mean, this is unprecedented how they want to create this illusion that America just decided it was time to turn their guns in, Stuart.
Well, here, that's one half of America. The other half of America is now more resolute than ever. I think the attempt to repeat the assault with ban will have a very different outcome. I think the mindset of gun owners that I know anyway have hardened considerably. The last assault with ban was ridiculous. It was insulting. It was a gross violation of our rights. And I think the attitude since then has changed quite a bit. You'll have more resistance. And frankly, I think it'll spark a civil war. I think that when they try to do this, if they're successful, if the mealy mouth Republicans go along with this kind of stuff, they will place us at April 19th, 1775. That's where we're going to be. And all it will take is the first gun owner who fights back, and it'll kick off, and there'll be a spiral from there. And now, perhaps it's what you want. I don't know.
Sure. I agree with you. I think that they probably do want that, because if you look at all the military training now, civilian inmate labor camps, training to cordon cities, the Army manuals, training to confiscate guns in America, they've trained the military. What I found it's done is actually woken up the military that heard me, 15 years ago on the air and thought, this is extreme. I've talked to so many active duty. They say, no, that's what woke us up, because what we're taught now is what you said would happen. Same thing with police. I do, see more and more of them waking up. They don't care. They just get rid of them and bring in, total authoritarians or people that will follow orders. But we've seen miscalculations, in the documentaries and in congressional hearings on Waco massacre in 93. We know that ATF went to raid. They found a group that was weird, found a group doing some strange stuff. They exaggerated a lot of it, but I'm not defending what the Davidians were doing. They went in, found a multiracial group, called them racist as well, opened fire on them. Davidians fought back. So then they surrounded them, burned them down, said the Davidians did it. But there's footage of the ATF loading their cameras, and it came out in hearings later in their own internal documents, that they were going to go kill those people, call them a cult, and use that as the kickoff of Ruby Ridge 2 to start disarming Americans and just calling everyone a terrorist who wouldn't. But that rollout didn't work, so they kind of went with the McVeigh thing. That didn't work too well, so they went with Muslim terrorists in the next staged event. Now they're going back to patriots doing it. What is it about the globalists? Because they're smart to a point, but a lot of things they do, don't they get that people now know they're staging stuff? Don't they get people now know Sirhan was staged in RFK to get the 68 Act passed? Don't they know they're not operating in a vacuum now? Because they've got to know it will cause a civil war, and they've got to know they're going to lose. Your take on that, Stuart?
Well, I mean, their psyops work on a large percentage of the population. You can look at the, more of the mainstream reaction. Of course, that's what they show you on TV. But the psyops, as you've said, don't work on a very significant portion. And that's the freedom movement, which is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's growing within the ranks of the military and police also. The police and rank and file, the military rank and file, no firearms. This is the great weakness, is that these guys understand firearms. They understand what's necessary to save your own life when someone's attacking you. And so they're not going to buy it. Their sellout perfume princess, commanders might, the generals who sold out, the state police chiefs and the ones they parade in front of the camera might have sold out, but the rank and file have not. And they understand the reality of violence. They understand the necessity of being armed. And they're not going to buy it. And so now you're going to have a problem. And they think that they're going to go along with it, but I think a large percentage of them will not. There's going to be a division within the ranks. And this only helps us. This actually helps us quite a bit, because all those guys come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have an M4 in their closet, a semi-automatic version of what they carried in Iraq and Afghanistan. As far as they're concerned, that's their rifle for their life, forever, to defend themselves. And they're not going to turn them in. And the guys who are still in have the same mindset about their personal weapons. And so they've kind of created their own worst enemy in many ways, which is why they're so afraid of veterans.
Yeah, for those that don't know, sometimes people email me and go, I thought you were making it up when you said veterans were the number one terrorist and that 90% of Homeland Security preparation is to fight veterans. I thought you were making it up that the Explorer Scouts are training to go door-to-door and take guns. I went and saw it in the New York Times. I went and saw the documents you got. It's true. Yeah, that is crazy that Homeland Security is really for veterans, but it's not when you understand Homeland Security is a foreign occupying force. And that's why I'm telling people, they have looked at the metrics. They know the Liberty Movement is winning. And And that's why they've had to steal elections. That's why they've had to claim there's a mandate for socialism. That's actually a desperate attempt to hoax us into their control. And the globalists don't care if cops and police die trying to take our guns. So you need to understand, folks, it looks like a civil war may be what they're planning. And look how right we've been so far. So heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to get in their face and let them know we're not putting up with it. And you've got to melt Republican House phone numbers and tell them, listen, I'm going to campaign against you full time, or I'm going to run against you if you don't stop this traitorous garbage. And where are the Republicans with the FBI crime statistics? I'm going to show those. We'll go to break and come back and take calls. Where are they showing that for 20 years, crime rates, violent crime has been plunging and home invasions have been plunging? And then you can go to the FBI, has interactive maps of every state and every city. And wherever there's gun control is where you have the high crime. I'm going to show people watching on TV some of this, but radio listeners, just go to FBI.gov, type in violent crime statistics. Stuart, talk about that while I show people these documents.
Well, a big point I want to make is that it's, like you said, that these Republicans are not defending you like they should. They should be going on the attack. They should be calling this what it is, a disgusting, blood-dancing manipulation of the population and taking advantage, political advantage, of the tragic death of children. They should be calling this out. But instead, they're going along with it. They're saying, oh, yes, things have changed now. It's like 9/11. Things have changed. We've got to go along with sacrificing our rights, because the death of 20 people, you know, 27 people outweighs the rights of all of us and our posterity and our defense against unlimited government. And so we need to call them out. You know, one part of my pledge is that I pledge that I will oppose and purge out of office anybody of any party who votes for this nonsense. I don't care if you're told that the lesser of two evils, from now on the name is mud, you should purge them out. And the only way you're ever going to avoid having to fight another civil war in this country is if you make it very clear that you are no longer going to support oath breakers. If they violate their oath by voting for this nonsense, or otherwise violate their oath, like for the NDAA and things like that, you should not support them. You cannot say you're keeping your oath to defend the Constitution while also voting for an oath-breaking politician. And the reason why you're not defending the Constitution is because when they violate their oath by passing an assault weapons ban, they will compel us to fight. That'll be it. There'll be no more election cycle three or four years down the road to try to fix things by voting in supposed conservatives and then saying, well, we'll get to them later on. This is it, folks. If you don't stand hard now and let them know that you will not support them ever again if they vote for this, they will vote for it because they know you'll vote for them anyway. If you tell the oath breakers we'll vote for you because you're the lesser two evils, why should they not vote for
them? Exactly. Let's be clear. The same Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan gang was taking down Europe and others. They're the number one givers to anti-gun stuff. They're financing these Republicans. They're not doing that. They know it's a psyop. They know all this gun turning in business is just meant to be a hyped up deal, but they want to move up the ranks. They want power, just like Boehner is up there saying, okay, we'll accept all of Obama's tax increases, because he was put in there as a globalist protege of Newt Gingrich, who wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books calling for world government and implanting you and your family with microchips. I mean, these are authoritarian globalists, and your guns are in their way. And they know the word's getting out that crime's dropping where there's guns. So this is the empire striking back. They are striking back right now against the Republic, because at the current growth rate, we're going to beat them very soon. Only admitting the truth is going to get us out of this. Look, you think I like being at the very front of the spear on this? Well, I kind of do, but I don't mind. I don't want to die, but whatever happens, happens. And that's why I understand Stuart Rhodes. It's not macho up here saying, you know, he pledges to resist these people. It's just what we got to do. I mean, look, I'll be honest. If it was a boss hog corruption, I would resist it, but I wouldn't be ready to die. These globalists are nasty, folks. They want to put us in re-education camps. I've talked to all the insiders. They make public statements. It's law now. Well, you may have a law saying you're going to put me in a FEMA camp. I'm not going along with it. I want to go to your calls and shut up. Stuart Rhodes is actually with us at the bottom of the hour. He wants to talk about solutions of how to counter this, but let's get to some of these calls right now. The solution is get involved in Oath Keepers. The solution is Operation Sleeping Giant. We're going to talk about it. Sean in Arizona, finish up with the unit you're saying that your brother's in, saying they're waking up. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, there's about 200 in that unit. He said about 150 of them are well awake now, thanks to you and a couple of others. And they are very grateful for your show and those others.
Well, they may not be here forever, so people better get this information, check it out for themselves, and prepare to be info warriors in their own sectors. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they are in that area where they're at. I won't mention that, but they're very much info warriors, and where they're at, they also send the information back home to their different areas.
Well, that's the key, is to savage the enemy every minute we've still got the Internet, like it's not going to be there tomorrow. Stuart Rhodes, you have any comments to this fella?
Well, no, just keep doing what you're doing. And what he said is mirrors what I've heard across the board also, is that in many military units, they're having these discussions, they're paying attention. And this is the great victory we have in the Internet. The freedom of speech on the Internet and on radio is what's turning the tide, and the powers that be know that, and it's turning the tide in the ranks. But I would just encourage people to really focus. The Liberty Movement needs to focus on the guys with the guns. It is so incredibly important. You might not get a chance to vote for Rand Paul in 2016. Stop looking only at politics. Focus on the guys with the guns. I just urge you. I don't care if you do it through Oath Keepers or how you do it. Hand out DVDs. Turn them on to your radio show, whatever it takes. Wake them up. If you want to help us, that's what we're trying to do. We got a concert coming up on January 18th outside of Fort Hood, a free concert for the troops. You want to help us? Come to Oath Keepers, look up libertytour.org, and help us get that concert going. Help us put up billboards, but go out there and talk to the troops, pass out.
That's right. You're having to put billboards up because now the Army War College is taking in data saying the next war is with the Tea Party. That's treason, folks. We got to put billboards up out front, all those bases, with InfoWar. They're using Psy War with disinformation against the troops. We've got the truth, which trumps them every time.
Absolutely. Put a billboard up that says the NDAA is treason. This is one of our billboards. Put up a billboard that says the assault weapons ban is treason. Any attempt to disarm the American people is treason.
What's happened with your first billboards going up?
We had them outside of Fort Leavenworth and Fort Riley. So they're there. And the main point is the troops see them. And they can't do anything about that. How are they going to stop that? They can't stop it. So, folks, go get a billboard.
Exactly, folks. A few thousand bucks, huge billboard outside the base. Savage the enemy. Engage them. They are attacking us with dead children right now, saying we did it. Okay? You got to get back with the truth and hammer them hard, or they're going to win. They are, to use military terminology, because that's what this is, we are being overrun right now. And I declare war on these people. I declare info war on them. And if you will simply start attacking them, you need to realize this. This is like putting crosshairs on somebody and pulling the trigger politically when you expose they're a bunch of zombies, vampires, using dead children to take our guns. When they're a bunch of warmongering criminals like Obama. Walter Jones, congressman, said he's guilty of war crimes yesterday on this show. He is, under law, funding Al-Qaeda. Hey, Obama, you going to cry for all the Mexican kids killed by Fast and Furious? You did as a false flag to blame the Second Amendment. Get back in their dirty face. Get back in their face and stop being cowards. Oh, they may put me on a list. They may come get me. Folks, if you give in to that fear, it's over. I'm all in. I'm with Stuart Rhodes. I will never submit to the New World Order. I will never go along with them. I stand against them no matter what happens. And they can kill us individually. They can politically destroy us. They can assassinate our character. But it's still a fraud. God knows who you really are. And they can kill your body, but they can't kill your soul. And they can't kill your ideas, like V says, after they just sprayed him with bullets. And he's got the bad guy, the dictator. He's got him right there. And he says, flesh and blood can die, but ideas are bulletproof. And that's when you really start living, is when you step across from the fear and step into an idea. That's what life's all really about. These globalists are the scum of the earth. And they are scared of you. You have power. They tell you you don't have power all day. They're trying to break your will. I want to jam in a bunch of calls. And in the final segment with Stuart, he's got some ideas to counter this and turn this around. We're going to put out here as well. But I want to play this clip of Tom Head out in, what is it, Midland, one of the most populous cities out in West Texas. who said a few months before the election, he said, look, they're going to probably put Obama in. He's going to come for the guns and try to bring the UN in. That's an oversimplification. But and people are going to resist. There's going to be a civil war. I need deputies to stand up against the UN-occupied federal government. And, folks, that's because that's a big city out there, a good-sized town. That's because they're telling them this. That's why the police are on tape on the TV show nodding their heads with them. Yes, yes, that's right. Because, folks, as crazy as it sounds, the globalists really think they're going to take over America, bankrupt things, and put us in re-education camps. Like Harry Belafonte said last week on Al Sharpton's show on MSNBC. And you're like, well, that'll never happen here. Really? Obama healthcare will never happen here? 53 million abortions will never happen here? It's all the NSA never spy on you without warrants here. The TSA never be on highway checkpoints. Now training the police, they're allowed to go in your body in a non-emergency situation just as a routine traffic stop. Now the state police of Texas are starting this because the feds told them they could do it. I mean, it's we're already in the tyranny, but there's still the old republic left, vestigial parts of it. We can reignite those and restore the republic. Here's that quick clip.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right,
okay?
I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carriers and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped,
all right, that's enough.
Seasoned.
He goes on to say that he wants a tax increase to create a larger county militia. He should just call out a posse and train them. That'd be free, basically. The local restaurants would provide all the food and stuff and prepare. And people go, well, that's crazy. No, that's America. What sounds crazy because we've been domesticated is America. We should be forming counties and cities saying, we don't care if you announce we're under world government. We're not going along with this. Okay? It's now time to say the people are awakening, or it's all the way. Stuart Rhodes comments to this, then we're going to go back to calls.
Well, and he's right. And the thing that you can always point to is, look, as you were saying earlier, you know, the NSA is spying on Americans. That is not something that's you know, only a future possibility. Obama does have a kill list of American citizens he's going to kill. He has already killed American citizens. He has claimed the right to kill American citizens. They've claimed the right to apply the laws of war to you, not just through the NDAA, but even before that, they've done this. And so these are things that are not conspiracy theory. I mean, this is why I found an Oath Keeper that realized how close we were to going down the same path as Nazi Germany, and we're on it. And they've gotten rid of, they've pretty much gutted the rest of the Bill of Rights. The Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments are, for all intents and purposes, dead. And what's left is simply to disarm you and then go ahead and use the infrastructure they've already created that they've made very plain. It's right there in your face, in the law, right there in the executive orders, admitted in court, things that they've already done. And so now they're just, you know, this is the next step, is to disarm you. If you let them disarm you, you should have fought back. You should have resisted during the Bush years when the neocons were gutting the Bill of Rights in the name of the war on terror. But you didn't stand up then. So now you're going to have to stand up when they're coming for your guns. If that's what it takes, like I said last week, if that's what it takes, then bring it on. If this is what it takes to wake up conservatives to finally purge out the oath breakers within their own party, this was so disgusting about it. It's like, you saw what happened at the RNC. I was there. It was like watching a Nuremberg rally. They're cheering for John McCain, a friggin' traitor to the Constitution, who wrote the detention provisions in the NDAA. The man should be hanging from a noose after being tried and convicted of treason and being executed. That's what he deserves. But instead, he gets a standing ovation from Republicans. And so it's disgusting that they have let the Constitution be destroyed so much that the last thing that's left, the last impediment to total tyranny, is still the Second Amendment. And so now, are they going to fight for it? We'll see. The Republicans in Congress, I don't think they will, unless you hold their feet to the fire, make it clear that you're going to purge them out. But I'm not even sure. It might be too late for that. They might still go ahead and go along with it because you have voted for them in the past. This is why I'm so upset with people who are otherwise good Americans who continued to vote for oath breakers because they were afraid. As you said earlier, you cannot let fear drive you. And if you're someone like my friend Sheriff Mack, unfortunately, who voted for Romney and supported Romney out of fear of Obama, that's the reason why we're in the situation where we are now, where we may have to fight. Because people let their fear drive them into violating their principles and voting for oath-breaking Republicans who are now in office, still sitting there, reelected, who are going to go along with this crap. So we have to stop that. That's our last possible chance, is to purge the oath breakers out of office from both sides, Republicans and Democrats. Purge them out. This is what Jefferson and Madison did back in 1798 against the Alien Sedition Act.
I agree. We do not have a garden variety corruption either. We have the nastiest, dehumanizing, eugenics-based system, folks. These are people that want world government to kill you. And I saw a YouTube comment today. I meant to print it, but only printed part of it. Guys, can you go find this and expand the comment so I get the full comment? Because these, here, I'll give it to you. Because these comments are indicative of what the what Democrats say to me. And they say, you're crazy. We're going to take your guns and put you in a forced labor camp and we're going to kill you because you're a bad right winger. When I'm just a constitutionalist, I'm beyond their left right garbage. And they say, well, yeah, we're taking your guns because you're a right winger. But you're a kook thinking we want to take your guns. It's like these collectivists can't even think, Stuart. They're really bizarre people. Let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Says he spoke with a congressman, has something he wants to tell us. Then Mark and Alex and Kent and others. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thanks, Alex, for taking the call. I'd just like to get Stuart's take on this. I just called my congressman, Jason Chavis, talked to one of his aides. And you expose tyranny, new world order. You tell them about the $60 billion bill on Sandy and the $13, $15 billion of pork barrel projects and on and on and on, and the guns and the tyranny. And the aides are like, well, I'll pass the comments on to them. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, listen, calling them isn't bad. It's better to write them a letter. It's also better to go when they go to these public speaking events, like at the grocery store or the church, to go and call them out. Remember at the original Ron Paul Tea Parties before the Republicans took them over and gelded them? People went and shouted Republicans and Democrats down. That's what we need. Is that, see, Republicans came in, took it over, you never saw that again. We need the Tea Party to go in and get in the face physically. Listen, I've stormed the Texas Capitol twice. And they didn't arrest me because they knew I legally was able to go in there with 500 people or whatever and get in their face. And if they would have arrested me, that would have given it all the attention. Still got the attention. So I stormed it twice. I went down to the federal building. And people are so cowardly, they go, there's no way he went in the federal building and told them that he was allowed to film them and don't, you know, how dare them. I mean, people are so cowardly, they think, like, the Texas Capitol footage is fake or... And it's not that I'm even some tough guy. We've got to get back in their face and tell them they're wrong or they're going to dominate us and convert fully to tyranny. I do this because I'm afraid of them winning because the real danger is in submitting. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, sure. You got to get in the face of the anti-gunners, but also need to get in the face of the so-called Republican allies of the Second Amendment and make it very clear to them that we do consider this disarmament and they vote for it, they're done. When you have to pound it into their heads, and you should confront them. The best way to confront them is in a public forum. Put pressure on them. Bring 20, 30 people with you because they perceive that as their vote. That's all they care about is their own political skin. Most of them have no integrity left at all. And the only way you're going to get through to them is make them fear for their political future.
Yeah, we're going to skip this network break here. I'm just making that announcement because it's so important to go back to calls. Folks, you have to let them know. By the way, I know you think I'm stupid and you think by incremental steps you're going to get our guns. I'm going to do whatever it takes, investigating your finances as a citizen journalist, you name it, until we bring you down. Is that clear scum? And believe me, it gets their attention. They suddenly look at you and start sweating when they know you can see them. It's time to let them know, listen, would-be dictator, I see you. Do you got it? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. But you know, like I said, we need to put pressure on them. I wouldn't bother calling. I mean, if you want to call, all you got to say is let him know that he votes for this, he's done. That's all you got to do. Don't try to change their minds. Don't write long, eloquent dissertations. Just tell them, you vote for that, you're done.
And by the way, you're a former staffer of Ron Paul on the Hill, so you know what you're talking about. You're a constitutional lawyer and veteran and founder of Oath Keepers, I should add, for listeners that just tuned in, with Stuart Rhodes, our guest. I've skipped this break so I can take some of the final calls and let Stuart get into some solutions. Then we'll have a jam-packed 30 minutes on this issue after it. But, folks, everything hinges on the guns. If they can get away with this, and they're already getting away with Butcher and the rest of the Bill of Rights, they're going to take us into hot tyranny. The infrastructure is built. They admit it. Okay? They get those guns. We are overrun, and it's just going to get worse and worse. Alex in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to be with both of you gentlemen. Just a couple of questions with regards to Michael Harris, who's a reporter for Veterans Today, is coming out and saying that this is a cover up for what would look like a Israel retaliation against the United States. Once his video went out, or the interview, international interview went out, he's being backed by military members. Veterans Today has received overwhelming responses. One three-star general quoted as saying Harris hit the nail on the head, and just wondered if you
sure,
had...
Sure, is that the three-star general by name?
It does not, and I've been looking...
Let me just say something. That's a great-sounding website and a great name. I mean, it's a world-class URL, and I didn't really even follow it, and I've seen some interesting reports from him like a month ago. I'm like, hey, get those guys on. They're like, this guy's saying you're an operative on here. And I was like, eh. So, I mean, things have been said about me on there that I know aren't true. So, look, when you always hear, and I'm not talking about his site, but others or whoever, I think it's a he runs it. I don't have time to even keep track of all this stuff. There's that EU site where it's like Russian generals say, or this or that says, it's always unnamed, 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 unnamed. And I know it's fun to blame Israel for everything. And I've come on air and said the Israeli lobby, by and large, is supporting gun control here, which I think's out of control because our government helps arm Israelis with free M16s if they want them, and M16s in the schools. So I think it's effective to go to Schumer and Feinstein and Bloomberg and other, Israeli operatives. I mean, they are Israeli operatives, and say, look, you want our tax money so Israelis can have guns. Use that on them. That's really effective. So again, there's this culture started where you can say Israelis, blew up the moon and it must be true. And if you say it isn't, you're pro-Israel. I'm a big critic of some of the things Israel does, but there's also a lot of stuff, and I think it's a tactic done by some, where so much ridiculous stuff is said about Israel that then all the real stuff going on never gets looked at. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, I'm not really an authority on those issues, so I'd rather pass.
Exactly. It all becomes a diversion. I mean, it's like, I'm fighting the Federal Reserve, and I want to get rid of it. People say, how dare you cover up for the Jewish Federal Reserve? And I'm like, look, whatever the Federal Reserve is, let's just get rid of it. Shut up, traitor. Let's not have war in Syria. How dare you be a traitor for Israel? And I'm like, no, I'm against war in Syria. Shut up, traitor. Look, Hal Turner was FBI. I knew that. It came out he was. This is an important area to cover. But see, because it's only in certain quarters of the internet, people think that that's really a discussion that even matters. And to radio listeners, they have no idea what we're even talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say that one thing I will say is that, look, there are plenty of Gentile, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, oath-breaking traitors in Congress and in the banking system. In the
United exactly.
States, banking. So I think it's ridiculous to say it's, we have to focus on one race. It's
exactly. It becomes a giant cop-out where no one involved in corruption can ever be confronted because, well, we all know the only evil in this world is, a certain group, which is a giant cop-out. I'm sick of it. It's just, but as long as you're bashing Jews, it's supposedly okay internet etiquette to make up anything you want about anybody. I mean, they say I'm Jewish and work for Israel. I'm not, but okay, I'm Jewish. Okay, what are you going to do? Come shoot me in the head?
Yeah, I get the same thing. Actually, I'm part Mexican. So they want to hate me for my race. They can hate me for that, I guess. I'm not Jewish. I'm part Mexican and Irish and Scottish and English.
But listen, notice we're here talking about how executive orders to take our guns, and I'm not bashing the caller. It's just that the legitimate criticism of the Israel lobby, a large part of it, is that it's lobbying to get our guns so that it can politically control the United States. So is the military-industrial complex. So are some of the other big lobbies. Let's get in these lobbies' faces. They're trying to take down the NRA as one of our most important lobbies.
Well, the NRA is helping them, though. Look at the NRA's done recently. Nothing. They did nothing on Friday, nothing over the weekend. They've said nothing in defense of the Bill of Rights. You know, I think they're, I don't know, the paper tigers.
No, that's what Gun Owners of America has been forced to say. He's tried to be classy about it, but we're going to have to continue with you, Stuart, because I want to get to your solutions, but we got diverted off into, you know, Israel did this. Is there anything Israel didn't do? Like, if I fall on a banana peel tonight, again, I'm just sick of the mental illness of it. You know, just everything of, this the Jews did and that the Jews did. It just becomes, yeah. I mean, these people act like Jews are like omnipresent, you know, Gandalf the wizard can do anything they want. I mean, it's just so annoying. I'm sorry.
Take responsibility for your failure to guard your own constitution. You can't just blame it on a foreign country. And I understand their arguments about the influence of a foreign country and dual loyalties and all that. And I agree, it's a problem. But they're long.
And
before.
We cover it, and the anti-Israel crowd never recognizes. And they lie. They twist. They make up things. They edit things and then say it's proof. And so all I'm saying is Israel's got some big problems. But the people attacking Israel are a bunch of liars. I've just never seen more deceptive scum. That's my point. Let's go ahead and take another call. And I'm not talking about even the guy with that other website. I'm talking about generally. Let's talk to Mark on gun control history. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. It's great to talk to George Washington and modern-day Israel Bizzle. So I've been studying a little bit about gun control, and as you guys know, it's not about guns. It's about control. So if you go back and study history, you'll learn that in the 12th century, Pope Innocent II actually banned crossbows, which was relatively new weapon, which was able to pierce the armor of the soldiers, and that obviously threatened the power monopoly of the state. You can look at Japan in 1876, the Hattori Edict. They actually banned swords. People who weren't in the military couldn't have swords in public, or else they would be confiscated. So it just goes to show that whatever means of defense that people have against the tyranny is going to try to take.
Absolutely, and you've got all these snot-nosed idiots running around, but we'll cover it after the break. Let me just read it now. I appreciate your call. Great point. We're going to do a final segment, a few minutes with Stuart plugging some solutions, then I'm going to get to some other special reports we need to hit and more phone calls. But this is RALVMK on a video I had posted about how they're coming for our guns. And see, now they're not denying they're coming for them. They go, yeah, you bet we're coming for them. The gun rights gang insists that it's not about guns, it's about not letting crazy people have guns. I agree, and I'd like to propose that crazy should be defined to include anyone who fetishizes guns. No, we fetishize tyrants that want to take us over. We're obsessed with knowing the history of it. Stockpiles ammunition is obsessed with being disarmed. Black UN helicopters and the coming apocalypse. This guy is one of the first ones who should be disarmed, talking about me, before he blows a gasket and starts firing from a water tower somewhere, like one of your Prozac heads. We need to have private investigators look into Sandy Hook, okay? Hitler blew up his own Capitol building to bring in martial law. Europe, Australia, New Zealand banned most guns after staging mass shootings. The evidence later came out. This thing looks really, really bad. I'm getting more information on this and going to look at playing that video before this hour ends. Now we have the other incredible video. I can describe it for radio listeners. Female U.S. cop caught on tape giving two women body cavity searches during routine traffic stop and using the same gloves on both. Well, why not? TSA does. But this is in the pants in, hey, let's go in the back. All right, let's go in the front. And the state police say this is their new policy. They've been TSA trained and that they may, they say, be prepared. And so the DPS director is being sued over this, but they say we're going to do it. And that now routinely when you're pulled over, they will give you a proctology exam, basically. They will not just go in your pants. They will go in your body. And if you don't like it, you'll go to jail as a terrorist. If you resist, you'll be killed. So that's the new America. I got a bunch. Calls here and Stuart Rhodes. By the way, I've now got the text of Biden and Obama, and they are going to create a task force working with governors and members of Congress, and that it will be delivered in 1 month, just when they get ready to bring the new session of Congress in, to Obama, and then he will take action. And what is Reuters and Bloomberg saying? It will be executive order. So he'll say, I talked to the Council of Governors, which are little minions of FEMA, and I've talked to the Rural Council, which is minions of FEMA, not the real legislatures, not the people, plus the Constitution. You'd have to amend it. So this gives them dictatorial cover. They always do this. Oh, Hitler had a region of governors that would sign off on what he did as well. He had courts that would sign off. So it's rubber stamps now. I don't need Congress. I have some governors I talk to. And the word is from Reuters, it will be that they can just put anybody on a no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury, not even any mental background, just you don't own guns, Rahm Emanuel promised. And then expanding on that, they will then ban the sale of semi-autos, which you already see being done by the companies that Congress says is doing the right thing, implying the guns are dirty, they did it. And so they're just creating a mass hoax. And this new task force will, it's the new gun federal task force, and it will work with locals to implement whatever the task force says. And Obama will follow it. So it's like, I'm a dictator, but I do what NATO says. Congress, you don't give me authority to attack. NATO does. Obama, I'm not a dictator, but whatever the task force tells me, I'll then use the dictatorial power of the presidency to do. Folks, if you studied history, this is incredible. Stalin had a rubber stamp Duma that would certify. Hitler had it. The greatest mass murderer in history. Mao Zedong had one of these. Cuba has one of these. I mean, wow, they are really just going back to good old-fashioned rubber-stamp Politburos, creating their own new task force and saying, so the general dumbed-down public goes, well, the task force said, well, it don't matter if Congress ain't for it. The task force said, the TSA says, they train the Texas police. They're allowed to stick their fingers in you now. I mean, they said so, Stuart Rhodes. You're a constitutional lawyer. Ain't that all right, Stuart?
Well, the answer to this is nullification. The answer is in your local communities and your towns, your counties, and your states, you must nullify. And states are already doing that. We've seen nullification bills in Michigan, Texas, Virginia, Arizona, across the board against the NDAA. We're going to see them against this kind of nonsense also. And so you hold your sheriff's feet to the fire. You make sure he's a constitutional sheriff. If he's not, you root him out of office no matter what party he's in. Even if he's a good old boy Republican, he goes down the road and replace him with somebody who will obey his oath. That's ground zero. And you got somebody who will stand up for your rights. And then you back him up with a posse. And even better, you back him up with a county militia. And that is where your focus of resistance needs to be, is in your local community and your state. You must nullify. And at the same time, you must sweep out of office every oath breaker who's in office. Scorched earth policy. They violate their oath, they're gone. And you tell them, I don't care if the Democrat wins, you're gone. You violated your oath. It doesn't make a difference what party you're in. This is the response that Madison and Jefferson urged on the American people back in 1798 in response to the Alien Sedition Act, which were also a gross violation of the Constitution. They didn't go hat in hand to the Supreme Court and ask the court to defend the Constitution. They knew the presidency was already corrupt, the Adams administration. They knew Congress was overrun with Federalists. So what did they do? They went to the legislatures of the states and said, you must nullify while we create a new party and purge the Federalists out of office. And that's what they did. They purged them out. We must do the same thing, a two-prong attack. Nullify while you...
That's right. And everything legal and lawful, but aggressive as possible.
Yeah.
Now we need to go and bullhorn congressmen's houses. We need to bullhorn their events. We need to put private investigators on them because they're all committing crimes. Any gun grabber out there is a mafia trash. And folks, you get stuff loaded on YouTube. Just destroy them. Just absolute war with these people. I'm telling you, folks, I have fought the globalist. Instantly you go put a camera on them, they're committing crimes. Okay. I mean, it's just, oh, paying people off in a hallway. Oh, with a mistress. I mean, we need to get in the mafia's face and go, listen, dirtbags, you pulled on the wrong tiger's tail. You got that, Mac? This isn't some third world country you're going to roll in and just kill everybody like you've done everywhere. I know you think we're all a bunch of jellyfish. We're not, scum. We see you. We know what you are. You're degenerate filth. And it is time to get aggressive with them. Aggressive. Folks, are they have always hated America. Okay. Stuart, you talked about as a journalist, researcher, constitutional lawyer, taught history at Yale, somebody who's, been there on the front lines of this. You talk about the infrastructure. For those that don't know, this is a secret arrest, mass takeover infrastructure. And people go, well, that's scary. I better not do anything. No. You better do something because it's such an evil infrastructure. That's because they want to use it on us. We just use the fact that they're so evil against them. They can't get away with this. Historically, if you attack a would-be authoritarian takeover before it fully launches, it's kind of like how they have space-based weapons, to use a military analogy, that particle beam a rocket when it's on the ground. This thing is fueled. They're firing up. They're getting ready to launch it. We have got to maximum firepower politically blow that three-stage rocket up on the launch pad. But we've got to fire now, Stuart.
Absolutely. And a big part of it is also not waiting for the politicians to defend your rights or defend your person, but to take personal responsibility. And then that means in your local communities, going to your sheriff and saying, we want you to deputize teachers. We want you to deputize retired police officers, put them in the schools. We want you to train the teachers. But even more basic than that, you go do it. That's why we put out a call out for our membership to step up and volunteer to teach teachers and school staff how to defend themselves with knives, with blunt objects, with pepper spray, with guns, whatever they need to, and provide that training. And we're getting a great response from teachers across the country who want to be trained. And so you step up in your local community and you solve the problem. The problem that existed in the Newtown, Connecticut school was a victim disarmament zone of no one being able to actually resist and fight back against an armed intruder. So you solve that problem in your community. You arm your teachers, you arm your veterans, you arm your volunteers to go into the schools and be there to be the reaction force. They're the first responders. The police are second responders. By the time they get there, the fight's over, almost always. And so the teachers need to be armed and trained. Do it. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Don't wait for politicians to say it's okay. You just go do it.
But I'll tell you the way. I'll tell you the way to absolutely checkmate them, because they act like, under federal law, nobody can be armed at schools. No, you just go to your good sheriffs. It'll be a huge news issue when they do it. And I'll guarantee you, you can come up with a school fund, just like police are guarding movie theaters for, $15 an hour. You can guarantee get folks to volunteer, but that's an auxiliary. You can definitely get retired police, you name it, or other people, or veterans, whatever. So we know they've, got, and they can even do what they want to their background, all that stuff, and then have them there as the auxiliary security force, just like you have, the old veteran helping the kids at the crosswalk. And I like what Jesse Ventura says. You just have them there in like a jumpsuit or whatever. And, they can just be the, you could tell the kids, or they could be just custodians that are there with a fanny pack, with a handgun in it. But again, that's almost giving into the hysteria. I mean, you've had school shootings on average, maybe 30 kids a year, 88 total mass shootings, most of them gang related. One of these things only happens every 4 or 5 years. It really is a hoax. I mean, it's a real crisis for those 20 dead kids. But, again, you've heard my analogy, Stuart.
But it puts the focus on an actual solution to the problem they've created. They've created the problem by disarming people. And so the solution is to arm them. And it's very easy, like you just said, it's very easy for a retired cop who's already gone through background checks, already had training, et cetera, to step up and say, I volunteer. And our members are willing to do that. We're going to have retired police officers and oath keepers who are going to go volunteer.
And by the way, don't let them be involved in searching lockers and harassing people and, pregnancy tests or whatever. Just there for the, one in a million mass shooting.
That's it. They're there as a last resort to defend the people against violence. That's it. But even better than that, train the teachers. Train the teachers and the staff.
Well, why is Israel, having M16s in lockers in every classroom, for, the one in a million when the Palestinians have gone in and killed kids? I mean, why? I mean, imagine if Israel said, oh, the answer is Israelis, turn in all your guns. Everyone would laugh at that. I think this is a key truth weapon against their lies to point out why does taxpayer money go to arm the Israelis in their schools, but then that same federal government wants our guns, Stuart?
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's hypocrisy. And, you know, but still, the main thing is take back responsibility at the local level. However you do it, through the sheriff's department, through veterans, through police officers who are retired, through the teachers, whatever works in your community, you solve the problem there locally. That's how you counter the propaganda coming from D.C. that you must be disarmed. You can say, look, we took care of it. It's taken care of. It's done. There's no more shooting going to happen here. Like that one school district in Texas has been doing it since 2007. They've had armed teachers. No one knows who's armed. They're all concealed. They don't know. No one knows.
And by the way, the feds keep saying it's illegal. It's lawful because it's going on. And now Rick Perry, I got to give Rick Perry credit. He's been an evil globalist in the past, but he may have changed his stripes. He says arm all the teachers.
Well, here's a sad problem. A lot of conservatives, the only part of the Constitution they still have a real devotion to is the Second Amendment. They've been so brainwashed by the neocons that they've, you know, kind of forgotten all about the rest of it, but they still care about that. That's just a reality. We got to deal with it. We try to get them back into the fold about caring about all of the Bill of Rights. But hey, let's take advantage of the situation in some ways to at least get them to be resolute about this. And if we're going to have a fight, let it come now over the Second Amendment so we can get it over with.
Stuart, talk about any other solutions you've got.
Well, I think the most important thing, like I said, is to reach out to the guys with the guns. I know it's only a broken record, but the Liberty Movement really needs to focus on the guys with the guns, especially the military. That's the most critical population because, you know, we are at the crossroads where we're either going to have to fight another revolution or we have a very limited window of opportunity to roll things back peacefully by purging out the oath breakers. And that's the other big thing. You've got to get rid of this idea that you're going to support lesser two evils. You got to stop doing that. It's like taking a reduced dose of poison over and over again. You're still going to die. So you got to stop doing that. But to buy you more time, focus on the guys with the guns. That will cause strategic doubt in the minds of the elites about whether or not they can get away with trying to pull the plug finally. You want to make them worry about it, worry about whether they'll be resisted by their own ranks, and that buys us more time to purge them out. Everybody who's in current political power is only this generation. They're not permanent. You can get rid of them. You can purge them out if you're willing to have the moral courage to do it in politics. It will take time, though. So to buy more time, focus on the guys with the guns, make sure they understand what's right and wrong so that you cause that hesitancy in the power elites and buys you more time to get rid of them. That's your only chance. That and getting ready for the worst case scenario, which means you better be strengthened as an individual, as a community. Your veterans should be woken up in your community. They should be getting themselves prepared for the worst case scenarios and nullify in your local communities and the states.
Stuart, I want to get this message across to everybody right now. Authoritarian foreign banks have taken over. They're running psyops. They probably even staged this event in Sandy Hook. You better grow up, folks. I'm sorry. The mainline neocon talk show hosts are going to sell you down the river. Okay? I'm risking my life. So is Stuart to bring you this information because we realize what we're facing. And the fact that we're still able to operate and expose these globalists is key. We're going to break in 2 minutes, Stuart. I'm going to let you take us out to break, and I'm going to come back and play some video clips, but I'm going to let you have the floor in the last minute and a half. You take us out to break, Stuart.
Well, like I said before, the main thing is folks have got to stand up. Do not let them intimidate you. Don't let them con you and trick you into apologizing for the murder of children you had nothing to do with. You have no cause for apologizing. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's the victim disarmament freaks who have insisted on leaving those children defenseless who owe everybody else an apology. It is their psychosis and their fear of firearms that has driven them to create victim disarmament zones where it's like, you know, a bait for a coyote or a bait for wolves, and it draws mass shooters. Put it back on them and their own personal responsibility. And also make it very clear that you will not disarm. Decide right now that you will never disarm, that you will pass on your firearms to your children, and that you as an American have drawn that line in the sand. You know, at least be resolute about that. And let's get past worrying about what Congress does. Let them know that no matter what they do, you will not comply.
And welcome back. Our guest tonight is David Thwaite, superintendent for Herald ISD in Northern Texas. We'll be talking to him about teachers carrying firearms in the classroom. He joins us now via Skype. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, before we get into the teachers at your district carrying firearms in the classroom, at least being able to have that option, this recent shooting, the Sandy Hook, what was your first thoughts when you heard about that last week?
Yeah, I was sick. I mean, you know, nobody with any amount of humanity can hear that kind of thing and just not be saddened that somebody would have the evil intent to be able to hurt, you know, little kids like that. I just couldn't believe it. It was very heartbreaking.
Right. Now, speaking of teachers carrying firearms in the classroom, how long has that been allowed in your district, and what actually prompted your decision to do that?
Well, we passed the policy in October of 2007, and we have passive security. We have the cameras. We have the electronic magnetic door, exterior doors, and restricted access. The two things caused it. The first one was October 2006 with the Pennsylvania Amish shooting. That was a milk delivery man who broke in and caused that those deaths. That could have gotten past our security. We would have let him in the door. The other thing that happened was in April of 07, and that was, of course, Virginia Tech.
Right.
And what was disturbing about that was that, you know, their plan was to lock the doors and, you know, and hide. And that didn't stop him. He was able to shoot those doors open. And then, 60 casualties and 30 some odd dead.
Right.
That was very disturbing. Every one of the plans in the United States and schools, the emergency plans, are to lock the doors and hide the kids. Well, that was disturbing to us because we're 30 minutes from law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there wasn't anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan, and the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory. They have to have a CHL. We approve them. The board approves them individually. We undergo some extra training. And then we use frangible ammunition, which, you know, breaks apart when it hits hard objects,
right,
to avoid ricochet. So, but the advantage of our plan is that we have multiple people within the school, within the building, that can respond. We don't just have one. You know, every plan out there is a security guard. Well, what happens when he goes to the dentist? What happens when he has the flu?
Right.
What happens when he goes to lunch, for crying out loud? You see, every one of these things is predictable and targetable. And if you can take that target out, you know, these shootings will continue. You've got to have, first of all, like our plan, personnel anonymity. Nobody knows who has them. You're going to come to our school. You want to do damage. You are going to get some surprises.
Exactly. Exactly right. Now, I guess you have anonymity. Do you just have an estimate about how many teachers carry or personnel carry in your schools?
Yeah, we don't release that information.
Okay,
I would just
fine.
Say that it's sufficient. You know, we need redundancy, you know, and so if any individual happens to be, taken out in an attack, there'll be backup.
Right. And I definitely respect it, not trying to give away your,
sure,
your trade secrets. Now, I remember back when I was in school, it seemed so long ago, but it probably wasn't. I remember our plan, as you spoke about, was to duck and hide and pretend like nobody was there in the middle of the school day.
Yeah.
You know, and it never made sense to me. Even one of my teachers, I remember, I'm not going to say her name because I think she still works there. She said, if anybody ever does attack the school, of course, this is after Columbine and all that. She said, I'm going to bust out one of those windows. Anybody wants to come with me can come with me. Because the plan was to lock the door and hide, turn out the lights and, you know, line up against the wall and hope that you didn't get shot. And, you know, you're at midday school time. Somebody knows that you're there. You can't hide and act like nobody's in the building. Yeah, I mean, you need some type of plan. So now this plan, I guess, is working for your district. Do you think it's the teachers carrying to something that could work nationwide?
Yeah, I do. I mean, right off the bat, what we know about active shooters, they're not going where there's resistance. That's what we know about them. You know what? So if every school has resistance, they're not going there. You know, but you know what? This wasn't necessary. We caused this trouble. This idea of making schools gun-free zones was somebody's brainstorm, and it was a stupid one. The idea of disarming and making some people basically unprotected across the nation was asinine at best. And so all we're doing is responding to the situation and trying to fix what 22 years ago occurred.
Right, that's exactly right. Now, do you have any kind of specifications on what type of firearms your staff can carry, anything that they can't carry?
Well, generally we have some guidelines on that so that we can, you know, share ballistics and stuff like that, and then they need to be significant. So we do have, you know, we want to make sure that we have significant firepower.
Okay. And you talked about concealed carry training, excuse me. Do you have any other type of specialty training that your teachers need to go through before they're allowed to carry on campus?
Yeah, we have some significant, I will just call it that, and it mainly has to do with accuracy. We also do some room clearance, and we also do, you know, some hostage-type situations. And but mainly accuracy. That's the one thing we need to have. And I think that was borne out in the recent San Antonio shooting. I guess everyone's heard about that. And
right.
In San Antonio theater or whatever, when an off-duty deputy had her gun and shot the guy with one shot, you know. And that's very helpful whenever you're able to neutralize a threat with very little firepower.
Right. Now, recently we've heard a lot about regulations on firearms. We've heard Obama talk about it. We've heard about Mary Bloomberg talk about it. You know, semi-automatic weapons. I'm guessing maybe one or two of your staff carries a semi-automatic. And, of course, referring to the shooter, he had a semi-automatic rifle. You yourself, getting away from the schools, do you see any need for restrictions on firearms of any type here in the U.S.?
No. I mean, I don't think they have read the Second Amendment. I know they haven't.
Right.
You know, and this is what's causing all of this. I'm sorry. If they don't like the Constitution, I think they should go to Russia or somewhere else. But the
North Korea.
As we've found out, he's fundamentally changing America, and this is what they want. And I've heard people say just outright, you know, that the Constitution's outdated. No, it's not. And it does work, and it can work. And you know what? You take away your freedoms, and you're never getting them back.
Right. So you don't think anything like, we've heard a lot of people talk about, nobody needs, a black, military style rifle to hunt, or they don't need X amount of rounds in a magazine. What do you say to people who say things like that?
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what I don't need. You know, I mean, I guess I don't really understand I know what the mindset is. They think that guns are evil, period.
Right.
They want to come up with excuses. That's all they're doing with all of this. They keep on coming up with excuses that I have to have a need in order to have my freedom. You know, well, are we going to start restricting certain types of speech? That's next. Or it already has. Are we restricting certain types of religious practices? We pretty much have, haven't we? We need
right.
to stop this stuff. You know, at some point in time, somebody's going to have to say, wait a second. Why am I offending you by buying this weapon?
Right.
You know, unless I go out and for some reason, you know, I think I've heard Ted Nugent say this, you know, you drop me out of space on Earth, unless you have a reason to take away my freedoms. You know, if I've been a felon or something, I should not have any restrictions on my freedoms.
Right. And just as we've seen, the attacks aren't always with a gun. I believe it was in China. The gentleman slashed, I think it was 22 kids and staff with a knife.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number. It happened in London as well at a daycare center.
Right.
And those types of things happen. And when you talk about gun control, they're talking about murders. Russia, Brazil, Mexico have higher murder rates than we do. They have no guns allowed.
Right. That's exactly right. But people don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about all these shooters who are hopped up on these different types of drugs and all these other factors that could have played into it. And we hear the excuse, oh, well, he had a gun that he took from his mom. Well, first of all, the guy I guess you could say, stole the gun from his mother, took it to a school zone, which is two felonies already, just walking in the door with a gun, and then decided to open fire.
He didn't care about the laws. Right. Know. Again, you make a law, only the law-abiding citizens will not break the law.
That's exactly right, because, I mean, if you impose clip size or weapon type, that's just for law-abiding citizens not to carry this thing. This guy obviously wasn't caring about the law. Even before he shot a shot, just taking his firearm to the school, he obviously wasn't, you know, abiding by the law.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what's just, again, ridiculous about some of these arguments. They'll also say that guns kill kids, and their data, 18 kids a day are killed by guns. Well, their kids go from 0 to 19. You know, disaggregate that data. When you get around to 12 and 13, you're talking about gang murders. That's right. Exactly what they're talking about. They're not talking about that. And besides, it's a tool. And what we know about tools, you know, and another argument for the teachers. Oh, the teachers are going to shoot the kids. Oh, I can't believe that on 364 days out of the year, you know, teachers are wonderful. Oh, they're wonderful. We couldn't do without them. They're heroes. And then on day 365, suddenly they're going to be killing kids.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry. If a teacher wants to be that idiotic, they've got scissors, pencils, scalpels in our biology lab. They should be there should be blood running in the streets if teachers are that maniac, maniacal. So this is a problem.
Right.
They just come up with stupid arguments. They have stupid arguments, and that's all they really have. They misinterpret data, or they have, again, they just sneer at it and say it's a stupid idea, and they just go at ad hominem attacks.
Right, and I remember when I was in school, it was anything that could be used as a weapon was a weapon. I'm not sure if you guys have that rule down here in Texas, but, I mean, you could beat somebody to death with a book if you wanted to, if you were that motivated.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I definitely appreciate your time, Dave. I know you've been up since early this morning. Do you have any closing comments?
No, we just need to do something in our country, and we need to protect our kids. I mean, they are valuable. We spend a lot of money protecting our money. We don't spend very much money protecting our kids, and we need to do that. Plus, we just need to use common sense, and we also need to put our biases and our fears aside and do what's right.
All right, David Thweet, Superintendent Harold ISD, definitely appreciate your time, sir.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
All right, thanks.